Alejandro. Steve Wilch, stand by. We'll go to Fernando A. Alonso, then Steve, over to you. Fernando, go ahead.
Hi, David. Nice to see you again. I remember that you told me that you have this process of doing first your recovery and then do a little test to in a car to see how hard your reaction doing. Do you have any tests before going to the hybrid test last week?
No, Milwaukee was my first test of kind of what you were saying, that test of reaction, seeing how things are going to be. Milwaukee was that test. Before that, it was all just stuff on the simulator with Honda.
And one thing that I tried to understand, that something you said before, that when you test the hybrid system with McLaren, was like early days. But, you know, there's a lot of talks about the teams that have many times to test this hybrid component. And now you can compare a little the process that teams like McLaren have and now the process that teams like Meyer Shank have. You can explain a little about what difference do you see, if there's something that the teams that haven't doing that much tests can be calm about it?
Yeah, I mean, of course, there's definitely some inconsistency there when it comes to some teams having a lot of testing and others not. But when we tested with McLaren early on with the hybrid system, it was very much beta testing. A lot of it was brand new, and they didn't really have set rules on what they wanted to do, how much regen, when to deploy, how do we do it. So it was more of going out and figuring out what they needed from Honda and Chevy to help figure out to make the hybrid to where it is today. When testing at Milwaukee, I mean, yes, Meyer Shank didn't get any testing, but everybody from Honda works together, everybody from Chevy works together, all the data is shared on the new hybrid system. So going into it, I think from a driver standpoint, the drivers that didn't get a test are going to be a little bit at a disadvantage, but a lot of that information was there. I mean, before I got into the car, I could almost see everything that's been tested, what's gonna happen, and it's a lot more set in stone now on the rules of, because they finally figured out their way around the system. Back when I was testing with McLaren, it was more, you know, we didn't really know what was going on.
And finally, from now, this new family that you said, how do you integrate really fast to with them? Like, I know Felix is a easygoing guy, and you are also a very easygoing guy. But how do you connect with all of them? Because the culture is completely different when you came from this team. And also, you have this relationship with the Andretti family, and it's kind of you know things about big teams, but you're in a small family.
I mean, it's been amazing right off the bat. I mean, things have gone very smoothly, and I mean, it's just already been smiles and making jokes right away. It's been amazing, and Felix was actually the first driver to come up to me when I first joined the IndyCar series to introduce me to the paddock, to introduce me to the series. He is literally the nicest guy on the field, from and having him as a teammate as well. I mean, he's also very talented, and he's had an incredible season. So it's just, I think it's a very good spot for me right now, and I'm just so excited to get into it. And yeah, I mean, it's just gonna be very good.
And finally, you are no longer Little Dave. Now, what is your nickname?
I don't know. We're going to have to work on that. We'll have to see. Maybe these next few races we could come up with the new nickname. It's something we'll end up forming.
Thank you. Thank you, Dave.
It's going to happen organically, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Little Dave happened organically, you know, set in an interview at Texas, and there you go.
We'll see. Time for one, maybe two more. Steve Wittich, go ahead.
Hey, David. Glad to see you back. It'll be good to see you in a car again. I know I saw you spending quite a bit of time around the HMD Indy Next guys. You know, they opened a new shop. That's 10 cars. How nice was it to sort of have that distraction while you were going through this period?
Yeah, it was very nice. You know, it was very cool to see, obviously, everything, all the success that's happening over there at HMD. It was, yeah, like you said, it was a really good distraction for me. I was able to go there, hang around with some good people, and able to kind of just forget about everything that's going on for a little bit. And it's obviously it's a beautiful facility. So I've also been in there. I've been using the gym and everything. So it's been very nice to see everything and just to get to talk with the drivers, the team over there. I mean, a lot of people are still there from when I was there. So it's a lot of good relationships.
Good. And you said right now your wrist or injury is about 80% healed. Will it get back to 100%? And how long do they think that'll take?
Yeah, it'll definitely get back to 100%. I think it's like anything in life, though. You can quickly get back to that 80, 90% range, and then that last little bit you have to slowly pick at. So that's going to take a lot longer. But we're not really too worried about that. We were more worried on getting it to that 80% because that's more than enough to be able to be back in IndyCar and also perform. The last 20%, it'll come within time, but it's not going to really be much of a big effect or a change. So we'll have to see play by ear how it's going to go, but I'm just happy with the progress it's already made.
All right, thanks. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.
Thanks, Steve. Time literally for one follow-up. Archie, go ahead.
Thanks, Dave. Hi again, David. I just wondered how the opportunity came about at Meyer Shank. Was it a case of you reaching out to them once the news kind of emerged about Tom, or did they reach out to you first?
Well, they reached out to me because I saw the news about Tom, but I wasn't really too sure on what the kind of the deal was with it. I thought maybe something, maybe an injury or something of some sort happened. So I didn't reach out from my side because I didn't really know. So MSR reached out to me, and obviously things really played out well. And I think from when we initially started talks to when it was pen on paper, I think it was probably a total of like 7 to 10 days, somewhere around that realm. It happened very fast.
All right. Thanks again, David. Cheers, Dave.
Thank you.
Thanks, Archie. You never know what door his wife opens up for or with, right? So here you go.
I know, exactly. One door definitely closed and another one opens.
Another one opens, for sure. Hey, thanks for doing this. We'll get you out of here so you can hit the sim and safe travels, okay?
Yes, thank you very much. See you at Laguna.
Yep.